preparations in Memphis. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. A memorial for Tyre Nichols will happen Wednesday.
Fox News can now confirm that the five former Memphis police officers who are charged in the death of 29-year-old Tyre Nichols will be arraigned in Shelby County, Tennessee on February 17th. We are learning this less than a day after the Memphis Police Department announced that it will permanently deactivate what's known as the Scorpion Unit. It's a street crime task force that included at least some of the officers who were involved in the brutal beating of Nichols during a supposed traffic stop on January 7th, that officials say led to Nichols' death.
Fox's Charles Watson. Continued unrest in the Middle East as Secretary of State Antony Blinken visits the region. Two Palestinian men were shot and killed today by Israeli security forces in separate incidents. That's according to the Palestinian Health Ministry. On Friday, seven people were killed outside a synagogue in East Jerusalem. Republicans who now control the House will kick off an investigation this week into the migrant crisis. The House Judiciary Committee will hold a hearing on Wednesday. That same committee is also examining the classified documents found at President Biden's home and in office.
We were busy before the classified documents were discovered at Biden's Delaware home. And now that that's happened, I mean, that's bringing his entire administration under scrutiny because they tried to hide it for the last 2 months and don't want to talk about it to anybody.
Congresswoman Nancy Mace speaking to Fox News. The White House maintains it's been transparent. Another Grand Slam title, his 22nd for tennis star Novak Djokovic. The world's number one ranked player beat Stefano Tsitsipas at the Australian Open. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
No arrests in Baltimore, where a man was shot and killed last night and four other people were hurt. A two-year-old boy was shot in the face.
I see a lot of folks trying to be acting like they're tough, but they're really weak, because only weak people shoot somebody when you know children are right there.
Mayor Brandon Scott, the shooting happened at an intersection. Two of the victims were inside a car. The others were on a sidewalk. It's unclear who the intended target was. An innocent bystander has died after gunfire rang out at a shopping mall in Massachusetts. The suspected gunman was arrested. A bill that would guarantee abortion rights is about to become law in Minnesota.
It took 15 hours of overnight and contentious debate, but Minnesota's state Senate emerged Saturday morning to pass the abortion bill by a single vote majority. The Protect Reproductive Options Act states that every individual has a fundamental right to make decisions about personal reproductive health. The bill was fast-tracked in the wake of the June Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. The so-called PRO Act also guarantees access to infertility treatment, contraception, and pregnancy, in addition to abortion. It now heads to Governor Tim Walz's desk for his signature. Jessica Stone, Fox News.
The Powerball jackpot keeps getting bigger. It's now at $613 million since nobody won the top prize last night.
The winning numbers were 2, 18, 23, 27, 47, and the Powerball was 15. One ticket in Texas did match five numbers plus the Power Play for a prize of $2 million. Three other tickets in Missouri, New York, and Pennsylvania matched five numbers worth $1 million each. The Powerball jackpot hasn't been won since November.
Fox's Ted Lidner. The next drawing is tomorrow night. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.